Module 2, Purpose of Onboarding. Onboarding is one of the most important investments organizations make in their employees. A sound onboarding process not only gathers the necessary paperwork from a new hire, but socializes them into the workplace and the job. Onboarding is more than just new hire orientation. It is a continuous process of bringing the new hire into the organization, helping them develop, providing feedback, and integrating the new hire into the organization and team. Far from a one-time event, the onboarding process can encompass the first 180 days of a new hire's tenure at your organization. Startup costs. Organizations spend almost $40 billion every year to onboard new employees. This makes onboarding not only one of the most significant time investments organizations make, but one of the most significant financial investments as well. When employees leave the organization after only a short time, these startup costs are a lost investment. Taking time to develop a quality onboarding process helps promote employee retention and thus promotes return on the substantial financial investment made in onboarding them. Employee anxiety. A solid onboarding process also helps to alleviate employee anxiety. It's normal to feel some anxiety when starting a new job with all its uncertainty and new information. An onboarding process that not only fulfills requirements regarding paperwork and policy, but which also introduces the new hire to the workplace, coworkers, and expectations goes a long way toward relieving anxiety and helping the employee feel comfortable. This in turn helps promote employee retention. Employee turnover. Preventing employee turnover is one important purpose of the onboarding process. Many employees decide whether to stay in or leave a job within the first 6 weeks of employment, and for almost all workplaces, the first 90 days of employment is a critical period for employee retention. Employees who are anxious, uncertain about expectations, or otherwise do not feel part of the organization are more likely to leave within the first 90 to 180 days. Realistic expectations. The onboarding process is a key opportunity to provide the new hire with realistic expectations. It is also key that the organization and the new hire's manager have realistic expectations of what the onboarding process can do. Even the most efficient and quality onboarding process will not prevent all employee turnover. In addition, not all new hires will respond the same way to onboarding activities. No onboarding process can alleviate all anxiety or fully socialize the new hire in just a few weeks. Setting realistic expectations for both employee and organization in terms of onboarding outcomes is important. Case study. Marisol was hired into an entry-level job at a major firm in her industry. She was very excited to begin the job. On her first day, her manager handed her a large stack of paperwork and a pen, placed her in an otherwise empty conference room, and asked her to fill out the paperwork. 2 hours later, her manager showed her to her cubicle and gave her the training manual for her new position. The manager told Marisol to call or email if she had any questions at all during her first day, and then left her to work independently. Marisol spent the first part of the day reading the training manual but still found herself anxious about her ability to do the job, and also realized she was unsure what she was expected to do and complete. Her manager did not return voicemail until late in the day, so Marisol found herself uncertain how to proceed. As she ate lunch alone in her cubicle, she wondered if she would ever get the hang of this new job.